This is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The news for Wednesday, January 11th, 2012, Steve Ferentz at YNN Television reports on the new Department of Motor Vehicles call center at the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie, where 50 inmates are expected to handle 55,000 calls per month. Inmates get paid 46 cents to $1.14 an hour and get their own housing unit. The DMV saves $3.5 million annually by having inmates take these jobs instead of civilians, who would make much more per hour. New York State Department of Corrections Commissioner Brian Fisher said, quote, "Everybody deserves a second chance, and this is the kind of program that gives people that second chance." You can read the full story at YNN. State Senator James Seward, Republican, conservative, and independent from Oneonta, will be in Catskill Thursday, January 12th. At the Greene County Office Building in Catskill, Senator Seward's touring his senatorial district to outline his legislative agenda as the new session in Albany begins. Seward will highlight the need for additional economic development initiatives, mandate relief, education aid reform, and continued flood recovery at 2 p.m. at the Greene County Office Building, 4th floor, room 430 in Catskill. Doran Tyler Antrim in the Daily Mail reports that Catskill will not repair the historic Black Bridge and instead will dig a tunnel for the sewer line that bridge currently carries over the Catskill Creek. The bridge, a pedestrian span that is also the last surviving part of the Catskill Mountain Railroad, was closed in 2010 after repairing the sewer line found the bridge was falling apart. On Monday at a village meeting, the board unanimously voted to give up on the bridge, as the tunnel will cost $200,000, while repairing the bridge was expected to exceed $1 million. Quote, "We just can't afford to fix the Black Bridge," unquote, Trustee Pat McCullough said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. On Tuesday on WGXC, Nancy Marin interviewed Chip Siemens, the new general manager from Windham Mountain, who explained how they've been making all the artificial snow that is on the mountain right now, since it hasn't...
Snowmaking is really more of a science than some people think. It's basically, we pull our water for snowmaking from the Batavia Kill River, right, that runs right through Windham. Mm-hmm. We pump that water up to the mountain to a reservoir that's just at the base of the mountain, and then we have more pumps that pump the water onto the mountain. There are pipes on every trail around the mountain. We can make snow on 98% of our trails. And next to that, every water pipe is another pipe that carries compressed air. And what makes snow is a combination of compressed air and water that goes into a snow gun on the trails. And so we have control over the air-water ratio. We have control over the amount of water that we pump. And what determines how much snow you can make at any given time is first, obviously, the size of your system, the availability of water, the amount of compressed air that you have available, and then, obviously, temperatures. So we're fortunate at Windham to have an excellent size system. We've got pretty much unlimited water from the Batavia Kill. We could never pull enough water for anyone to even notice that we were doing that with the flow that goes through mm-hmm. there. And we've built over the years a system that can cover a good portion of the mountain at any given time.
Antonio Flores Lobos also has these reports.
Jimmy Vilkin in Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo called five special elections for March 20, coinciding, let's bring the data a little bit down, coinciding with village elections, including one that will choose who represents most of Columbia County in Albany. Last November, Assemblyman Mark Molinaro ran and won the Dutchess County executive seat, leaving the 103rd district without representation. So far, Pat Manning, a Republican who led the seat before losing to Molinaro in the 2006 primary elections, has announced that he is running. If you want to read the whole story, go right ahead in the Capital Confidential.
Finally, tonight, Mitt Romney won the Republican presidential primary and Barack Obama won the Democratic contest Tuesday in New Hampshire. The delegate count so far in the Republican race is now Mitt Romney 18, Ron Santorum 11, Ron Paul 10, and John Huntsman 2. Today is Wednesday, January 11th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts it will be partly sunny with a high near 40 Wednesday in Catskill. Wednesday night, there is a chance of rain, snow, and sleet before 4 a.m., then snow, freezing rain, and sleet likely after. Mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Thursday morning, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 10 a.m., then rain and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then rain likely after 1 p.m. with a high near 38. Overnight low around 30. Friday, snow showers likely mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Overnight low around 15. Town meetings today. The second Wednesday of the month, the Village of Athens Board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. In Catskill, the Zoning Board of Appeals holds a public hearing at 6 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall. Catskill Schools Board of Education workshop special meeting at the Catskill High School Library at 7 p.m. at Catskill High School Auditorium. And those are usually streamed live online at the Catskill High School website. Claremont, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. Columbia County holds a full Board of Supervisors meeting at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Copake, the Resource Advisory Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Ghent, the Planning Board, has an application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Hudson, the Planning Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at City Hall. In Jewett, there's a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building. In Kinderhook, there's both a 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting and Village Board meeting. Lexington, the town board holds a special meeting to review the septic project and any other business that shall come before the town board at 7 p.m. tonight at the Lexington Town Hall. Sun rises at 7:20 a.m. and sets at 4:48 p.m. The moon rises at 7:46 in the evening and sets at 8:30 in the morning. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM.